Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Now, obviously, dating has had to look a little bit different this year because COVID and you can't, you know, restaurants were closed and things like that.
Look, I haven't had to think about it for almost 6 years now about dating.
Neither have I. Not six years.
But either way, it's obviously very different. People are going on less dates anyway. Like before COVID was a thing, people were avoiding face-to-face stuff at all. They were just messaging each other.
Yeah. So apparently there's these new terms or like these dating trend terms that have come about, and there's some new ones that are getting some traction heading into 2021.
Is this like the old TikTok slang that we did the other day?
Yeah, so I'm going to test you on how well you know the new dating terms.
Because I had no idea about this TikTok thing. What's a simp again? I remember that one.
Oh, I don't know
any of them.
Anyways, okay, number one.
Make me feel old.
Thunberging.
Oh, Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, so what do you think that term means in a dating world?
Oh, there's so many things that I could say, but I'm probably not allowed to.
Well, it's 6:40, you're allowed to.
Greta Thunberg, she's saving the world. She's living on a boat instead of going to school. Eating sandwiches on a train. I don't know.
So basically it means this is when two single people bond over their passion for environmental change.
Ah.
So over the past 2 years, OkCupid, which is a dating app, has seen a massive 240% increase in mentions of climate change on dating profiles. Ah. And last year there was an 800% increase in mentions of Greta Thunberg.
Okay.
So Thunberging means you match with someone that is also into climate change.
But maybe Thunberging means that you're 14 years old and you're chasing older guys.
Oh, no.
No?
All right. Advo dating.
Advo?
Advo. A-D-V-O.
A-D-V-O.
Advo dating.
So advocating, but advo dating. Advocating for a date. Yep.
Kind of. similar to Thunberging, it's about people being activists. So women lead this study with 48% of Gen Z women and 41% of millennial women considering themselves activists. However, this advo dating trend is set to increase in 2021 with singles searching for other activists to start a connection with.
Is that just two people that met at the 5G rally?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, right.
So. Well,
happily ever after those go.
Speed rooming.
Oh, hello.
What do you think that one is?
Speed rooming. Speed rooming would be, I'm thinking similar to like Omegle or Chat Roulette when you just go like click through different people. Like a speed date where you change tables every couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Changing chat rooms or I don't know.
No. basically this comes off the pandemic accelerating relationships and making people move in quicker than they used to. So it's now predicted that moving in with your significant other will be a new milestone that comes a lot sooner in a relationship of couples.
Yes.
So yeah, that's what speed rooming is. You're speeding up when you're going to room together.
You think about the last few generations, like my mum and dad didn't live together till after they were married kind of thing.
Yeah.
And now millennials and
it's a week.
Gen Zers, yeah.
It's a week apparently. A
couple of days after it's Facebook official, hey, you want to move in?
Yeah.
Let's get a puppy together.
All right, last one. Slow dating.
Slow dating?
Yeah. It's pretty self-explanatory, I think.
It's the opposite of fast dating.
Yep.
And it's just dating, but slow.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So it's not about having that rush to make a physical connection.
Yeah, right.
Because this year people were like, oh, got to rush to find someone in case it locked down and things like that. So it's about going back to deeper conversations over a longer period of time, and daters will value the emotional side more than the physical.
That's not happening in 2020, surely. Nobody's slow dating anymore.